At the age of 18, I was a daily drinker, and by age 21, I had my first year-long binge in France, which I euphemistically referred to as my study year abroad. I came home very sick and drunk. A few months later, I went to bed with a bottle of scotch one night and decided I would go to law school. If you are having trouble, try something that is even more difficult, to show them. That was my philosophy. It was enough to drive me to drink, and it did. At law school, we used to drink a lot of beer in student pubs, debating whether rocks had souls and what was the nature of the judicial process, as though it had never been considered before. As new lawyers, my husband and I eagerly beavered in the office early in the morning before running off to court to fearlessly defend the downtrodden. Lunch was the training ground for the perpetual quest for the best martini, usually two or three of them, good for taking away the knot that by this time had permanently lodged itself in my stomach. I didn't know that it represented fear, and that I was not a fearless defender after all. Afternoons would be full of creative legal arguments in court. If court finished early, maybe we'd make it back to the office. Maybe not. Evenings, we drank with the best of them. Lawyers, writers, media types, everyone vying to tell the best stories, which of course got funnier and funnier the more we drank and the later it got. When I drank, the fear evaporated, and I became articulate and apparently very, very funny, or so they said then. Years later, I drank so much that I was no longer funny. But at the time, the drinks and the stories and the camaraderie were as wonderful as I was witty.